has to be the shortest theme song in television history as far as lyrics are concerned. Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. That's Dodie Goodman's voice, is it not?
That is Dodie's voice, yes.
Unmistakable. Many people try to imitate it if they were ever to impersonate that. But when that came on the television, two things either happened. People either sat down and gathered around it, or they quickly ran up to the TV, because I don't know if the remotes were working at that time, and they would switch the channel.
That's true.
It was one of those shows that kind of you fell on either side. We're talking today with Mary Kay Place, who starred as Loretta Haggers, the would-be country and western star back in the day when it was country and western, and talking about the new Shout Factory release of Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. I was amazed at how many episodes there were and realized it only lasted for like a year and a half, and then I had to remember, it's a soap opera. This was a daily grind for you putting this together,
five
wasn't it?
5 nights a week, 5 days a week, we shot 35 pages a day.
So that was really kind of, learning under fire. I mean, it wasn't like the typical Norman Lear sitcom, All in the Family, Jeffersons, where it was once a week. This was every single night.
It was brutal. It was a blast and the most exciting thing that ever happened, and it was also the most intense, work-intensive thing that ever happened. It was crazy.
You know, I'm looking at this and thinking a lot of times people nowadays, they will binge watch a television show. I don't think you could survive. You could have that nervous breakdown that Mary Hartman had at the end of the first season if you tried to binge watch these episodes.
You can't binge watch these. You can binge watch for a week, probably.
And then you can get an idea.
You need to probably have a little break. Yeah, it's a lot of material.
Talk a little bit about that, the show, and looking back at it now, how it's stood up to the test of time and what people will appreciate if they watch it for the first time.
Well, I think like any show that was on 5 days a week, there are some episodes that are better than others. That's a lot of material to produce in a short amount of time, and so not every single scene is brilliant, but the good ones make the other ones all worth it. And I think that it's more effective to watch it to start at the beginning and go through. And if there's a scene that is just not appealing to you as much as the others, give it another minute, and then if it still feels that way, fast forward through it till you get to the stuff that you're interested in. But I think it's better to watch from the beginning because there is a cumulative effect to the show. And I think for those who have never seen it, it will still be as surprising now as it was then.
It has such a different pacing to it. I just happened to preview a little bit of an episode before, and I'm used to seeing episodes that go at that pace, but with Louise Lasser and the dialogue, a lot of times there's a lot of just sort of staring and looking and thinking, introspective kind of.
It has a very slow, peculiar, and particular rhythm to itself, and that was created, I think, by Louise and her own personal rhythm. There's different energy to different scenes. But again, if you know what's going on, if you're following the story, which you need to do by starting at the beginning, then some of that timing and rhythm makes more sense.
Well, without giving away too much for people, because like soap operas, you like to unfold things and be surprised, what are some of those odd things that go on in Fernwood, Ohio?
Well, I hesitate to say, because I think it takes for those who haven't seen the show, for those who do know the show, they'll know the episodes, the chicken soup, I'll just say that, the drowning in a bathtub. But it's more interesting if you don't know what's coming for the new people. And then the people that have already seen it will recall, of course, their favorite episodes. And I'm sure they will be looking in the diary or the index to look up certain ones. But it really is better not to know, because it's more of a surprise, and that's one of the fun things about the show, that you can be surprised.
Well, with any good soap opera, there's always a good cliffhanger that keeps you wanting to see the next episode to figure out how things are going to turn out. Well, things turned out quite well for you with the show. I mean, you ended up with a Grammy nomination, an Emmy Award, you even had a hit song. Did you see any of that coming when you took on the role as Loretta Haggers?
No, I didn't see the three-album record deal at Columbia absolutely had no clue that was going to happen. Certainly when I wrote Baby Boy and Vitamin L and those songs, I never dreamed they would be out in the world aside from being on the show.
Oh, I never will forget the first time that we met dancing squares in a do-si-do at the VF Hall. You was old as my pappy, but that didn't make me unhappy. You was cute as a Dickens, just a doll.
That was a thrilling experience to work with Emmylou Harris and Brian Ahern, her producer, and Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson and all the Rodney Crowell, all the incredible musicians that I got to work with. That was all wonderful. And, of course, I was in New York with Robert De Niro, directed by Martin Scorsese, as a result of the popularity of the show and The Big Chill. So it was a gift that has continued to keep on giving.
Was there anything you learned from Norman Lear and the other writers that they had on that show, and just sort of the way he was able to put this show out there in syndication? The networks didn't want it, and he still said, I have an idea, let it get out there and see what the public has to think about it.
Well, I had worked for Norman Lear earlier. I was the secretary to the head writers on Maud. And we shared an office with Norman because that was another show of his. And I worked 5 days a week, practically 16 to 24 hours a day on that job. And it was literally like graduate school, especially working with the writers, because I went through every draft. I typed every draft of the script. I was in all the notes meetings with the writers. And with the directors and the actors as well, and it was an incredible education. And so then I began writing for television for half hours, and then when this show came along, that was a whole other animal. Obviously, when you're doing five shows a week, you learn a lot and get to experience that kind of intense production and acting work. It was an education, definitely.
Did you have to sleep with that hair for the entire time?
No, that was a wig.
Oh, okay.
I had long blonde hair, but we put a wig on top of my hair. The front was my hair, so my hair wasn't that large. In life, it wasn't quite that large. So, no, I didn't have to sleep on that hair.
Well, it's, again, the episodes of Mary Hartman now out on DVD. You can watch the whole season. And I'm glad to see that they put on the Fernwood Tonight. So Martin Mull, Fred Willard, that other show with the other different sensibility is also available as part of this box.
That is a hilarious show, isn't it? Everyone is so excited that show is out again.
Sounds great. Well, Mary Kay Place, we thank you for sharing some time with us today, and hope people can check out Mary Hartman, now
thank
for a whole
so
new
much,
generation.
Bruce.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Lord, Mary, you're not going to believe what happened. Whew, am I out of shape? I'm pooped, and I only came from next door. Hi, Kathy. Sorry to barge in.
What happened?
There was a mass murder on the next block.
You mean somebody told you before me?
Oh, come on, Loretta. It's a terrible joke.
Who's joking over on Mary Jane Street?
Mary June.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean Mary Jean with Forbes goes
no,
into
no,
that
No, Mary Jean's across town. Mary Jean's...
Whatever. Anyway, the point is, I was rehearsing some tunes for my nightclub act when all of a sudden Joyce Cutler comes over pounding on my door. Mm-hmm. Well, she's pregnant, you know, and I thought it was her time.
She's only 6 months pregnant.
Well, I wasn't thinking. Anyway, she says to me, and I remember her very words just like it was 5 minutes ago, which it was. She says, Loretta...
You want some sugar in there?
No. She says, Loretta, something terrible's happened over on Mary Jane Street.
Mary Jean.
Mary June.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, she says, you know that new family over there, the Lombardis? And I said, well, no, I hadn't met them yet. She says, well, you should have met them while you had the chance, because they're gone now. Somebody just shot them all.
Oh, my God. The whole family?
All five of them, plus two goats and eight chickens.
I can't believe that. What kind of a madman would shoot two goats and ate chickens.